should probably start this in a good foot and a half.
Oh, wait, say something loud.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
I'm eating blueberries. Okay, that was pretty good. Okay. That was an annoying way to say okay. Okay. Hmm.
Hey. Hey guys, welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast, coming at you from Springfield, Missouri.
Still.
Shaylee tonight is going to walk us through how she looks so good all the time.
You too. That's exactly how I pitched it to her. I was like, I have an idea for an episode.
She's so fashionable, you guys. She's so fashionable. And she's not a millionaire. Maybe you are. I don't actually know. No. What's your business?
I'm going to keep that private for tax reasons.
But I'm guessing you're not a millionaire, but you dress like one. Mm. You look like $1 million.
Thank you.
You're like...
You know, $1 million isn't what it used to be. I actually require you to say I look like $1 billion.
Oh, man. That doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well.
Yes.
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
You look it like has, $1 billion.
It has two B's. It actually rolls off the tongue better.
She's going to walk us through some style tips, particularly style on a budget, which is what I need because I got 3 kids and I ain't got no time and money.
or money.
But speaking of not having any money, our sponsor today is
Anthropology. You either don't have money so you don't go there, or you leave not having any money.
Yeah.
Was that a tip?
Or you're me and you just go and you take all the pictures. You try to see if you can DIY it.
I've gotten told not to take pictures in Anthropology before.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised after I had been, like, reprimanded for taking a photo that they wanted to sponsor us, but...
Oh.
They did.
True. Good point, because I forgot that this is real, because they're
right.
Really, really, really a real thing sponsor.
It's... They're... Yeah.
That. Anthropology. First time I heard someone bought something at Anthropology, I was like... What? Like, the course? the subject in school?
Anthropological studies?
Is it, like, a collection of archives? So that'll be my first tagline.
Okay.
Anthropology! What is it, a collection of archives?
Oh, I love that one. I love that.
That's good.
Full confession for me, I knew Anthropology, the store, before I knew that there was another term for it in the world.
And that's the difference,
like,
between
Shaylee
and Katie.
Wait, what do you mean? Someone was like, oh, but it's spelled this way. I was like, wait, what do you mean?
What's the,
like,
normal way?
There's another way to spell it besides, like, I-E with, like, the cute star. Yeah, that's an embarrassing one, so that's fun. Anthropology. Thank you, people who work there, for acting like I'm actually shopping and not just walking straight to the sale aisle.
Actually... $60 for toothpick holders is probably a good deal.
That's probably reasonable.
Anthropology.
Anthropology-i-e.
Anthropology for not buying anything ever from you. Except for that toothpick holder, which was a real example, and it was $5.99.
Nice.
Okay, so Shaylee, teach me everything you know. I need all the tips in the world.
So, I don't... feel like I know a lot about this, but then once I started thinking about it, I don't
know a weird amount about it.
I think I've just done it so long that
it's part of you.
It's part of my DNA. No, I think I know more than I think, or at least can talk about more than
I think.
Let's
talk about it.
Well, let's talk about it. Okay, fashion on a budget. So feel free to chime in and ask me questions.
Yeah, I'd love to ask you questions.
I wouldn't say that I'm like... I think in my mind, I wouldn't say, like, I'm a budget guru, but then I've realized with, like, things in my house, like, as people will compliment or say something, I'm always like, I got this for $2. I got this for $1. Anthropology sale. There was one time I had some girls over, and they literally asked about, like, 7 different pieces in my home, and all of them were, like, Anthropology clearance.
Nice.
And then I was kind of nice, and then kind of like, maybe I should stop saying, like, clearance. They're just asking where it's from. They're not asking, like, what price point was that purchased
at? I don't
know.
I always feel like I have to, like, over-explain, though.
Me, too, because I'm like, I didn't spend a lot on it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't spend a lot on it. So, I will share with you what non-expert knowledge I have. Take with it what you will.
Okay.
And we'll go from there. So, my first tip that I have written down is find things that look expensive, in quotes, look expensive, and they don't have features on it that it's hard to fake.
Mm.
So if you're talking about either like metal embellishments or the fabric that it is, whether it's leather, like faux leather, Like, I found shoes, for instance, if it's faux leather, like on boots, it looks kind of like, eh, but faux suede you can kind of get away with.
Is there a list of these, or is this just something you observed?
It's something that I've observed. Really? And I think a lot of it is, it's weird to write it down, because I think a lot of it I know, but it's like a, like I'll be shopping with my mom or a friend or something, and they'll be like, do you like this? And I'm like, nah, I don't like that one. And I can't tell them why I like one over the other.
Right.
But I just kind of gravitate towards one or the other. And some things look cheap. So if you're going to buy something cheap, that's fine, but just don't buy the stuff that is obviously cheap. So if there's a $3,000 purse with like really pretty like metal and like cowhide leathery, sorry, PETA, whatever.
Right.
Then maybe you can't replicate it. Not everything's replicatable or whatever the word would be.
Right.
So it's just kind of be like, man, that stinks. I can't pay $3,000 for that bag. But I can pick this other bag that looks totally different that looks like it could be expensive. So not, you know, some things can be replicated in an inexpensive way. But
give me an example of something that can be replicated.
Think of, okay, since we're talking about bags, think of like a big plain tote bag or something. Canvas, or maybe something that doesn't have as many leather accents if the leather is super cheap. Or maybe... canvas, cotton. You can't tell the difference between expensive cotton or not expensive cotton. And sometimes it's, like, gross. If it's gross, don't get it. If it feels gross.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes, like, the material still feels nice and you can't tell. Is that a good point?
That's good.
And wrap that one
You actually just blew my mind. This is something I've never thought of.
If a belt comes with it, take the belt off nine times out of ten.
Right.
Put on your own belt. Cut the little loopies.
Right.
I mean, maybe the belt looks okay with it. If it's like a little fabric tie or something, I'll leave those on. But stuff like that can kind of schnazz it up.
Yeah.
Without it being like a fake little like belt. But it's like, but it came with it. Right. I always will just put my...
Take it right off.
Nice belt that I got on sale on there.
Listen to this rule follower over here saying, I make the rules.
I make the rules. Don't ask me where I got my wedding dress. Actually, don't ask me because they're never going to sponsor us now.
Your love, David's bridal. Really?
I did. I got it. I almost wore it. This is how cheap I am. At the time, yes. Now looking back, I'm like, ugh. But I was going to just wear my sister's. Because I'm like, it fits.
Right.
And she just got married like 3 years ago. And it's totally cool. And my mom was like, no, you're buying your own wedding dress. Right. And so I went to all the stores. And we were only engaged for like 5.5 months. So, that made things more difficult, and all of the places were super high pressure. Like, if you don't order it today before you leave, you're not going to have time to do blah, blah, blah. And I almost had a panic attack. And then David's Bridal, they're like, it's just right here on the rack.
And, take it with you.
Yeah, and the only thing I didn't like on it was, like, this little bow thing. And I was like, can you cut the bow off on the hip? And they were like, no, because our designers made it. So then you're she was like, well, you can cut it off later. And, yeah, sorry, employee, that shall not be named. So anyway, it was a long time ago.
Vanessa.
Thanks for the tip, Vanessa.
Vanessa got fired.
And then when I got home, I just seam ripped that right off. And
wow.
Yeah, it was like $300.
That's nice.
Yeah.
My dress is like $500. It wasn't from freaking David's Bridal, though.
Shut up. It is. And then like, okay, my prom dress was from Half of Half.
Which I remember you telling me you didn't want to tell people then.
No. So in high school, Shaylee was embarrassed of, I still did it.
Right.
But I was embarrassed. It was like a $700 or $800 dress that was like, I think I thought it was going to be like $150. And then we got up to the register and it was like $30.
Wow.
And I didn't even think I had to get it altered or anything.
Right.
And it was gold. And then it was back when like The Girls Next Door was big on E! The channel with like Hugh Hefner and his like girlfriends. Which I won't say I watched a lot. But... I was channel surfing through, and his one girlfriend, like, wore it on the red carpet. And I was like, oh, that's my prom dress! The exact dress.
Wow.
I'm sure she paid $700 or someone gave it to her or whatever. It was, like, a name brand dress.
Wow.
But it was Half of Half.
Wow.
The name, NBC, name brand clothes.
$30.
30 buckarooskies. And then people kept saying, where'd you get your dress? And I was like, oh, this is a place. It's like a shop. Over around my parents, around there. And I would just kind of like trail off until they would like, I maybe use the word boutique, which is pretty much like a bold-faced lie. Boutique. Oh.
But now you'd be like, $30!
30 bucks! Yeah. So, but it's I could find a picture of me in it from prom somewhere. Wow. It was really pretty. It was gold.
You are the master. We're on tip one and I'm blown away.
I'm sorry. Yes, tips. Okay, so.
Give me more.
All of that.
I'm so into this.
Okay, mix expensive with inexpensive.
Okay.
So as tip master as I sound, I have a really, really nice pair. There's a Kansas City designer called Baldwin.
Yeah.
And I have a pair of their jeans.
Yeah.
Which are very expensive.
Crazy
expensive. And I did wait and get them when they were on sale, but they're still more than like seven pairs of my normal jeans like mixed together or whatever.
Give me an example. Can you be specific?
Yeah, they're like $250.
And what was the sale?
I think it was like 30 or 50% off.
Okay.
Sometimes on like Black Friday, they'll have like a crazy good sale.
Okay.
So yeah, and I think maybe I got like a gift card, like I told my mother-in-law or someone that I'd wanted them, so I got a gift card towards some of it, and then anyway. But they fit amazing. Okay. I'll probably own them until I die. They're like that unwashed denim. They're super awesome. The designers are actually from Kansas City, which is awesome, and they're like making it big time, so if we ever get lucky, maybe we'll get one of them legitimately on the show,
because
they're doing it. But that's a good example of like something that's expensive that I have inexpensive jeans, but jeans you're gonna wear all the time.
Right.
You can wear them four times a week and who knows, because they're jeans, you know. And they, I don't know, they're a good like quality staple piece.
What makes them higher quality?
It's like the type of denim that's used. So some of it is like the name brand and their design, but it's like unwashed denim. So literally I've never washed them, which Jonathan's we washed once. So he wears jeans like 4 days a week. He's the one that got me into them. And so he always would get like the inexpensive like $40 pair of jeans. And he was always like, that's so stupid. Who would ever spend that much on jeans? And blah, 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 blah. And went, like was like anti. And then he had a friend in Kansas City, like his best friend lives in Kansas City, and talked him into like getting a pair. And he got one pair and now he's like
sold
in love. Yeah.
They're that good.
They're really good.
Which really, if you do the like the price per wear, the jean thing, I mean, if you're spending $40 anyway...
Yeah, and you have seven pairs of jeans because they stretch out every time you wear them. And these, like fit you better as you wear them, and you get, like, little like, rubbed-off areas. They learn you like a leather glove or something would learn you.
Oh, my gosh.
They're pretty legit.
What happens if they get too intelligent?
Like, my jeans can do their own laundry now. They watch Opal.
What if they have a grudge, though? Then what happens?
Well, we never hear about those.
What if you decide to wear a different pair too often?
Those are the ones you see on Dateline NBC where we don't figure out what happened.
Oh, it
wastes 2 hours of your life. No. Okay, so that's an example of something expensive. Or, like, a wedding dress I probably could have splurged if I would have found one I liked.
Right.
But mixing expensive with inexpensive things.
So what would you pair with your Baldwin jeans?
The effect of everything being more expensive. I mean... Anything.
I probably tuck them into some pleather boots myself.
I'd probably
up the ante of
like
the pleather.
Some, like fake metal, like a chipping off piece.
No.
On a belt.
Am I doing it right?
You're just nailing it.
Thank you.
No, like Forever 21. Or Target.
Right.
I shop there a lot. So I think if you pick a fabric or an item that is done inexpensive in a I don't even know high quality, but you pick something that's like lower price point that's done well, so it appears to be a nicer quality, and you pair it with something like a really nice pair of jeans, I think it can make all of it look like it's more expensive.
Okay.
Like, I would like to think, now I'm me, so I don't know, but somebody wouldn't like see my outfits and be like, she probably shops only at Target sale. Yeah,
that's what I just actually do. So if people say that about me, I'd say, correct.
Correct. Stop. No, but you know what I mean.
No.
No. You know what I mean. It makes everything look more expensive if you mix and match it.
Oh, okay.
Just say yes.
I will say yes. I will also just for the people who haven't bought an expensive pair of jeans.
Hey, but you don't have to go that far.
I'll insert my tips along the way.
What are your tips?
I'll just, every now and then.
Go for it.
What I like to do is I'll get like a top that's not very expensive, and then I pair it with bottoms that are not very expensive.
Okay.
And I feel like it makes the whole outfit just look like a really good deal.
I'm like, you look like you got a really good deal.
And then you know what I do?
I
have money to buy groceries.
I'm not saying you have to buy really expensive things. I'm saying that you can.
No, that's a good idea. Okay, I like that idea. It takes the pressure off feeling like you have to have the whole outfit be expensive. I would say, though, it's interesting that you would maybe go big on the jeans. Well, although it makes sense now. But I guess in my mind, I always notice tops more than I notice bottoms.
Yeah, but a top you wear once. Right. And then you notice it, see?
Right.
And I mean, good pair of jeans.
Yeah, wear forever.
That's a good job.
If you're not a weight fluctuator, you can wear forever.
That's true. Which, actually, I need to wear jeans because I remember being like, these jeans don't fit me very good. But it was really just me because I wore leggings every day for like 2 years.
Right.
And then like that 15 pounds or whatever will creep right up on you. And then you're like, these jeans don't look right on me. It's nothing to do with me. It's these jeans.
It's those jeans.
I better wear stretchy leggings every day and big baggy shirts so I can act like this isn't happening. Anyway.
But now they fit again.
Yeah.
Hashtag pancreatitis.
Hashtag pancreatitis. I got them to fit again before I got pregnant, and then I got pregnant.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then they went to not fitting again.
Hey, well, see, maybe that's a good health motivator.
No, I've heard that.
To invest in really nice jeans, and you're like, well, I'm not going to throw out those jeans.
Yeah. And they're not stretchy. They, like, fit me.
Right.
They, like, stretch a little bit. Like, once you get them, you buy them pretty tight, but then
sounds like Baldwin should be our sponsor.
Oh my gosh.
You see their hats? I have two.
Baldwin, send me a pair of jeans if you
send
carry.
Send us jeans and
if
we'll
you carry
wear
man-sized them. Sized women.
We'll
sizes.
Wear them on the podcast. every episode we will have those jeans on.
Yep.
Believe you me.
All right, Baldwin, your move.
Your move. So anyway, yeah, so the jeans you can wear over and over, whereas the top, and styles change. So a lot of time fads and trendy stuff comes in and out of, like,
right,
in and out in a season or two. So only buy inexpensive things when they're, like, fads that are
right.
coming in and out. So that you don't, like, buy the...
You don't invest in a fad.
Right, $300, like, Free People fringe kimono, and then all of a sudden, which... I don't know when that'll be, but then they don't like go out and you have this thing
right.
that you invested a lot in.
Right, that makes sense. I will relate it back to your your home decor tips where
mm-hmm.
you said invest on like the neutral couch.
Yes.
And then maybe, you know.
Which leads me to my next step. Neutral colors.
Mm.
There are
ironic since what you're wearing today is not neutral.
I am wearing a eyeball bleed neon, neon yellow.
Tell me about neutral colors.
Collared number.
It's very cute.
Sitting in front of like a bright yellow table.
It has metal embellishments that I am assuming look real, but I don't know about things.
Let's play a game. Is what I'm wearing expensive or not expensive? Where is it from?
I don't know.
Did you see it? Did you see the tail of it?
Let's see.
Wait, hold on.
I like how long it is. Anthropology sale!
JCPenney!
No way!
Yeah!
I actually do love a JCPenney every now and then.
I mall walked right by it and saw it, and it lured me right in. I don't make a habit of necessarily shopping too much. I don't, like, go into JCPenney, like, looking
yeah.
for clothes, but...
The thing I like about JCPenney is no matter how cheap you think it is, when you walk up to the register, it's somehow cheaper. Somehow, and you're like, cool!
Wait, you're giving me $3?
Yeah!
Like, I'll take it!
I just made money? Awesome.
No, that's good. Okay, neutral colors.
Okay.
When you're looking at items, let's say Forever 21
okay.
or wherever, or Target, and let's say there's a top and it comes in 5 different colors.
Okay.
And you're like, I've always loved purple, or like,
right.
ooh, I love red. Usually, if you get a cheap thing in a crazy color,
mm-hmm.
it works against it to make it look more cheap.
Yes.
But if you get it in like a dark brown or charcoal gray or black or white,
right.
it almost gives the illusion of a more expensive item.
Interesting.
And that goes with purses or shoes,
yes.
dresses, anything.
I feel like I knew that one instinctively somehow.
Well, you're a designer.
I think I'm like, if I'm in doubt and if it's too cheap, go black or gray.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but neutral colors always kind of give you a, I don't know, good look. Maybe it's because people in the big city wear them.
Mm-hmm.
All the black.
Do you mean Springfield, Missouri?
I mean, like, yeah, like when I walk into our downtown, everyone's in black.
I know.
It's almost like, what? Am I in New York? No,
mm-hmm.
I'm at Southern Walnut. Ah.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
That was one for the local people. Our intersection. Okay. Alter things when needed. Even if it's inexpensive, let's say you get something.
I've never altered anything ever. What? Ever in my life.
Well, partially is because a lot of times if people are shorter, they have to alter them to fit. You're taller, so you're probably like, can you add another couple of inches?
Like, no, I can't. It's impossible.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, but if it's like, okay, like the half of half. Okay. Everything like has something kind of wrong with it. So if there's something in like the zipper's busted out and it's on clearance, like you can take that to an alterations place and it doesn't cost a lot for them to like slap a zipper in there.
Really?
Yeah. I used to know how to do it back in the day, but I'll work on that.
Hmm.
But yeah, you could always get it altered.
Do you have an alterer?
There's a place on Sunshine that I go.
But you have a default and you know the prices.
I mean, I take it in and then they tell me the price. But to get like a bridesmaid's dress altered or something, it's usually like $20 or $30.
Right.
Unless you need like a lot done.
Right.
So, yeah. Don't hesitate. Another thing you can do is switch up. You can either add like embellishments or like switch the buttons or something.
Do you have a bedazzler?
I have 3 bedazzler guns. No, I'm just kidding. I do not. I do not own one. Not when I say embellishments. I'm talking about like...
You better clarify or I'm going to leave here.
Tying a
completely
scarf.
Completely misguided.
If you show up at my house next time...
You're going to be so bedazzled.
With bedazzle butt pocket jeans, I'm going to take you down.
Faux leather boots.
Bedazzled. With faux leather and all the bedazzles.
You know, all the bedazzlings kind of... Take the attention away that it's faux leather, I think.
Right. Just more sequins. less attention. Okay. Like tying a scarf onto a bag or adding like a cute little vintagey brooch or something to like a coat. Or I have a coat that I removed the buttons off of and did. It's like a green. This sounds really disgusting, but trust me, it's cute. It's like an emerald green coat I got from Old Navy, like a winter coat. And I put on like these vintage... big kind of like that molded plastic type like orange buttons on it, and I got more compliments on it. The coat's falling apart and I refuse to get rid of it.
So you just switched out the buttons and it made it a whole new coat. People are like, where'd you get that? And you're like, Old Navy. And then they go to
like,
Old Navy.
I go a boutique.
And they go to Old Navy and they're like, none of these have orange buttons.
I only tell people though where I got things when it's like already out of the store though. So that...
Is that a true story?
No, I'm just kidding.
I know those people.
No.
I do know
like,
those people.
Oh, I don't know.
Everyone's like, I can't really remember. I'm like, there's no chance
you don't remember. I 100% don't believe you right now when you say you don't remember. And then my favorite is actually my least favorite. When I actually got something like traveling out of the country, I feel like the biggest jerk face. Whenever they're like, where'd you get that? And I'm like, I got it when I was traveling in Egypt. And then they're like, ow. And I always, like, hated those people in high school. It's like, my family summers in the UK, so you can't get any of this stuff. But sometimes that's the case. No.
I love
embellish,
it.
Embellish, add, whatever, but
add
not...
a scarf to a bag.
Embellish, stop it bedazzling.
All I see is me taking all of these tips and doing them the exact wrong way.
No.
I'm going to have so many scarves on tied to bags now.
Just tie those vintage scarves to bags all day long.
All day. I'm assuming there's no limit.
There's like...
30 scarves.
There's, I think, 29 is the cutoff.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
29.
Shop vintage. Vintage... is a word that can be used to replace a lot of words. So I'm always like, I got that at a garage sale. I got that at a thrift store. And now it's like moved into like it's vintage.
Right.
So vintage can either mean someone's trying to make something sound cool that they got at a garage sale.
Right.
Or somebody found that at a garage sale and then they charged you like 10,000 times markup of what they paid for it and then said it's vintage and then now you're like it's vintage.
Right.
So those are the two options. So
either way it's from a garage sale.
Either way it's probably from a garage sale. Right. Or an estate sale, also my favorite.
Yeah.
I love estate sales. I love garage sales. Estate sales usually have, for anybody who may or may not know the difference, it's usually the whole estate. Sometimes the person has passed away. But don't think about that.
Right.
And sometimes it has, like, jewelry. I've gotten really awesome, like, vintage belts. They have... I usually don't buy a lot of, like, clothing there. But I like belts and accessories. Sometimes they have cute shoes or jewelry. They have a lot. And then garage sales, they sometimes have some really good stuff. A lot of furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people just can't. It's kind of like an addictive thing. Like, I think a lot of people are like, ooh, never. But, like, once you're in there, you're kind of like.
I do love a good
flea market. The deals. Yeah. Flea markets are awesome. But the thing about a flea market is those people are going to estate sales and garage sales.
Right, and they're marking it up already.
And then putting it in their booth. Right. So if you don't have time, you know, then flea market it up. And then, like, the vintage shops that are downtown or whatever in the cute little boutiques, like, mm-hmm. all of that's awesome. I mean, Anthropology, you'll see a table in Anthropology that's, like, thousands of dollars. And you're like, someone, a man found that in a barn and put it on Craigslist for $35. And you have, like, a source person that went and found that and slapped it in your store. And now you're selling it for $1,200. Like, I know that that has to be what happens.
Right.
So Anthropology, just give me, like, 5% of that. Markup for commission, and I'll edit that part out. But it does take time, and it's not like they're doing anything wrong. I mean, it takes time, and it takes a skill of good taste to pick out what's good and what's not and clean it up and drag it into your booth and style it. And so some people either don't have the ability to do it or don't have time to do it, and they want it in a booth, and that's totally fine.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, always.
Are you born with good taste, or can you kind of train good taste?
50-50. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with that. That's what I say with, like, raising kids, too, which I've done for 7 whole months.
You
8 tomorrow.
Are an expert.
I'm an expert. No, but I think it's 50% people are kind of born with, like, I mean, I don't even want to say I'm born with it, but I guess the fact that some people
I think you are.
Well, thanks, Katie. But it's just kind of the discernment between, even if you don't really know why, you're like, I like that better than that. And I don't know why,
right.
But everyone else likes that one too. And they think that that was a good decision, or they get a bunch of compliments on it.
Right.
That always seems to be that. I think that's something you have. And I think, like, any trait, you could study it.
Right.
And you could enhance it.
Right.
And I think if someone didn't have it naturally, you could learn the basics.
Right.
But I think that it's something that is somewhat just born in you, and then somewhat honing the skill over time.
I would agree. However, I think you can probably learn anything.
I think you can learn anything, but let's say Shaylee wanted to be in the NBA. The NBA, not the WNBA.
Right.
And I decided to watch basketball movies all night long, and then I shot 7,000 free throws a day. I don't think I'm ever going to make it.
So, and there you go, kids. Settle.
Not settle. I just think there's certain children.
You have limitations.
No. Kind of.
All things aren't possible for him who believes.
Stop it. Don't you quote scripture on me.
I didn't.
No, I just think.
You did. I quoted the opposite of scripture.
You. Yeah. I think, though, I don't know. And I wouldn't say it goes for everything.
And I'm totally messing with you, and you're getting stressed. You can learn stuff.
I'm getting sweaty. I'm literally
getting
sweaty.
It's turning red.
Okay, so fun fact. Once my face starts blushing, I am 100% comfortable. I'm in my own home. I'm in control of the situation. I can do nothing about my face getting red.
That's how I am with crying.
It's just like,
if I thought even a little bit about ooh, a tear's coming, pipe it down.
Just
no,
all
it's
gone.
Too late. I'm going to be bawling.
It's really fun when I'm in public and people are watching me. I'm so red right now. I can feel it, and then when I feel it and I know what's happening, it gets so much worse.
I agree with you on the 50-50. I do mm-hmm. think you could probably study, like for example, I'd consider myself a designer.
Let's say 70-30.
Ooh, there you go.
Let's say 70-30.
30%, you have no hope. 70%, no. No, I'm kidding.
You can learn 70% of it.
No, you can learn 70%. Well, yeah, something that's
I'm
not...
sure there's people in the NBA with a 70% talent capacity.
Well, I was going to say maybe it's not necessarily a... Maybe you can't compare it exactly to something physical.
What's exactly?
Maybe.
But somebody who's tone deaf, have you ever heard a tone
no,
deaf
true,
person?
True.
I sat there giggling for hours and hours with one of my brother's friends once because we were like, no, this note. And he'd be like, and be like, no, it's not even, just sing this note. And he could not do it for the life of him.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And that's when I realized.
You'll never be in the NBA.
Oh my goodness. I'll never be in the NBA.
Shaylee.
Yeah.
I think you could make it.
We'll see. White girls can jump.
All things are possible.
Oh, the viewers may not have known we're white. Sorry, guys, if I just ruined that for any of our viewers.
Yeah. I think they knew from the album art.
The album art? Well, maybe they weren't looking
I'm pretty sure we're the whitest people in the entire world.
When I go to Target in my yoga pants, And I shop those sales
by Anthropology
with my Sturex.
Oh, this is gonna be the longest episode in the world.
Sorry, everyone. We're wrapping it up. We're getting close. Okay, I've kind of touched on this. Shop sales. Yeah. So when I find something I love at said store,
okay,
I'll think, man, I love that. Too bad I can't buy it because it's not on sale and I don't want to spend $68 on a thing. So it's not even like an option in my mind of like, oh, should I get it? Now, if I had like a baby shower or like I was engaged and had like an event or something, right. Now you can't make every day an event like Susie's birthday is right. This Saturday. I better buy something to wear. But if you had like a once or twice a year that you wanted to splurge on something nice, whatever, maybe. But I just kind of think in my head, oh, too bad it's not on sale. Like, right. It just completely takes it out of the equation. It's right. Not like I'm wrestling with whether or not to buy it.
Right.
If it's at a nice store, not right, like, right. I'm not talking like Target full price. And then I instead look at my options as pretty much just the stuff that's on clearance. And a lot of times, even clearance stuff is still like, if it's $40 and on clearance, I don't want to pay that for it.
Right.
I want it to be like under 20.
Right.
Like $9.99.
Yeah.
My Easter dress this year.
Yeah.
Was from Anthropology sale, and I got it for like $25.
No, you did not.
Yes. I'm telling you.
Who does this happen to?
Well, okay, so I do have an unfair advantage. My in-laws are in Kansas City, and we always go after Christmas and after Thanksgiving. So I am there during the two most high
clearance
seasons that they have.
Right after Christmas, right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And so it'll be like the additional off. But I do that with, like, even, like, crafting stuff. If it, like, goes on sale, I wait until it's, like, an additional off. Yeah. And then, like, my couch that I got was, like, a very expensive couch. Yeah. So it was, like, well, we'll get... I'll level with everyone.
Level with us.
It was, like, a $7,000 to $8,000 couch. And I got it for $6,000. No, I'm just kidding. I did not. And I've been watching
really
it.
Good.
This is such a level of patience. Every time we go on Anthropology... Because I would have never thought I would, like, buy a couch there. I look at the furniture and I'm like, ha!
Right.
Who would ever? Except for rich people. If you're rich, go for it. I will be your biggest cheerleader. Hire me. I will spend your money. It will be great. But this isn't fashion. Sorry, guys. I'm a little fashion.
That's okay. Ooh. I feel like it's all related.
Couchin.
No. I liked it.
Thanks. Anyway, it was really expensive, and I waited, and it was, like, clearanced for, like, 50% off. And I was like, it's 50% off, Jonathan. It's, like, $3,500. Come on. Like, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, no, absolutely not. It's a couch. No. And so, and all of our couches before then had been, like, $40 at a thrift store. Like,
right.
We had, like, no nice couches.
Right.
So then, like, I waited, and then, like, 6 months later, we went in, and it was marked to, like, $2,800. And I was like, $2,800. Come on, Jonathan, $2,800. And then he was like, no.
Man, already, that's ridiculously.
Yes. Okay. Is it right? So then I went.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was marked, I believe, it was marked to $1,800. And it was, like, originally, like, $7,999 or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, Jonathan, it's $1,800, please. Which is still a lot for a couch. But it's, like, really nice quality leather.
Normal couch.
Yeah. And it's, like, a one of a kind. Like, it's really, he calls it the Swiss Family Robinson couch. He does not like it.
I love it.
He hates it. But I love it. It's my couch. Anyway.
You both have a couch.
Yeah. Newsflash. We got the couch. So anyway, it was like $1,800 and he goes, I think for some reason $1,500 or under was like our brain budget.
Right.
And he goes, he and my father-in-law were talking and they were like, go ask them if they'll take less.
Mm.
And I was like, this is Anthropology. This is not a yard sale.
Right.
I'm not going to ask them if they'll take less. And I was like, how much less would I need to ask them if they would take? And he goes, well, if they would take like $300 off and then it would be $1,500. Or under,
right?
Then you can do it. And I was like, they're going to, like, laugh at me. They're going to go in the back and be like, this nasty, like, shopper is taking a couch that's, like, 99% off and asking for $300 off. And so I went up and I did it in the most people-pleaser way you could imagine.
Hey, I'm so sorry. This is ridiculous.
I know. I go, I totally understand that you can probably not do this, but... Like, I'm trying to talk my husband into the couch. It's such a good price. Like, I know you're already probably losing money on it, but...
They're like, wrap it up.
Right. And I was like, if there was any way, like, it was like $300 less. This makes me want to throw up talking about it. That we could do it today. Like, they care. And she was like, did you have a birthday recently? And I was like, January. It was February. It was, like, the first part of February. And I was like, I had a birthday in January. And she's like, are you an Anthro member? and I am. They, you sign up for free, and they say, well, your receipts and whatever. I'm an Anthro member. And she goes, well, if you didn't use it in January, we can take 15% off, which is about $300 exactly. What? It's like, I don't know what 15% ended up being. Yeah, it was like right under, I mean, 1800. It was right under, it was like $270 or something.
Oh my gosh.
And so she goes, we can apply that to the couch. And literally, I was like, it's like the clouds open. But he had said 300, like... All yes. I'm saying is that Jesus wanted me to have the couch.
It was the Lord. It was the Lord.
The Lord's like, don't bring me into these first world problems. Boom. So shop sales. Be patient, and it will be on sale.
Are you like a loyalty member of other places? Does that help you sometimes?
I'm not. I wish I was into couponing. We'll study on, we'll have some. If you're a couponer, email us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com.
It's free to email.
We want to hear from you. It's free to email. You'll, like, miss out on cutting two coupons, so that could cost you.
True.
But you're only paying 15 cents for everything, so it's not going to be very expensive.
Well, don't take what we're saying right now as any type of snark, though. We really do want...
I'm jealous of you. I am in awe. I'm not mad when I get behind you at Walmart. I am in awe of all of those coupons, and I wish I could do it. I wish I could do it. Okay. Anyway... Shop the sales and be patient. And if you decide you don't want it because it costs too much and you walk away and then you come back and it's gone, you probably won't even remember it.
Right.
We're in a very consumer
world. I always say it wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be. Okay, last thing. Shop your own closet. If you're like me, you've got stuff tucked into little cozy corners.
Mm.
Unless you just KonMari'd yourself. I don't know.
Unless you sold everything on Instagram.
Instagram.
Thanks, Instagram buyers.
Thanks.
You helped me close on our house.
I was going to say, Katie got a new roof.
Yeah.
Or all of the really expensive jeans with the money.
Nope.
Roof?
I went straight to Forever 21 and continued to buy $20 jeans that I wear out.
Anyway, shop your closet. A lot of times when I'm like, even if I think I'm going to get rid of stuff, I end up just like trying it all on. And then I'm like, this is kind of cute still. In figuring out kind of different ways. So.
To mix and match.
Right. Mix and match or just stuff you forgot you had. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll have stuff that, dare I say, had the tag on it still, but it's a sale tag.
Yeah.
And it was only, you know, not expensive, but still got it. Oh, Dillard's has amazing sales too.
Really?
Oh, you've never been to a Dillard's sale?
Is there one in Springfield?
Dillard's?
Yeah.
Have you been to our one mall?
Yeah, is there Dillard's?
Katie!
I just kind of blur.
Who are you?
I don't know.
Yes, we have a Dillard's.
And what
they
is,
have the best, like, what Dillard's dare I say, one of the best sales in town.
What can Dillard's do for me?
Dillard's has amazing, trendy, casual dress wear.
Okay.
So think, like, an event that you want to be dressed up for, but not, like, ballroom gown.
Mm. And my events are ballroom attire.
I go stay at home with three kids to ballroom.
That's what I do.
Back to three kids to ballroom. No, they also have some good casual stuff. I tend to like I've gotten a lot of my cute little like dressier dresses that like mm-hmm. if I had an important business meeting or whatever I would go to. Very important business meeting.
Yeah.
I get a lot of boardroom meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Give presentations and stuff.
Yeah.
So you could wear it to that.
What makes Dillard's better than JCPenney?
Dillard's is better than JCPenney.
Oh, okay.
Everyone at home laughing right now. She didn't mean it. She did not mean it.
Why is it better?
Like Walmart, Target. Why is Target better than Walmart?
Is Target better than Walmart? I'm kidding! I'm kidding.
I would say it's similar. It's higher price point. So, but Dillard's does have really, really, really great sales. Not everything in Dillard's is expensive, but a lot of it. It's nice stuff.
Is it more expensive than Target?
Yes.
I'm out.
Is that your threshold? Walmart's the cheapest. Target just marries the style and price well.
It does.
Okay, moving on. Trends. Trends are good, but... Well, I have set your own, but that sounds kind of cheesy. Trends are good, but set your own. What I mean is don't feel like every season when there's like 10 new trends, you have to go out and completely buy a new wardrobe. So I feel like a confident person dressing their body and stuff that looks good on them
yeah.
is always going to be in style. And you can find basic pieces that stand the test of time.
Yeah.
This is either advice or I'm just really out of style, but I feel like I have a lot of stuff in my closet. I'm like, I got this like 8 years ago and it still totally works.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it really does or...
Probably because you bought them neutral colored.
It's because it's all beige and black.
Yeah.
No, one of my favorite items, back to thrifted, my friend Jenna Lively. If you're listening, Jenna, this one's for you. She bought a pair of leather boots at Council of the Blind. for like $2. She doesn't even remember, but I remember because this is like the Deal Olympics, and it won the gold. And they were too small for her feet. And she gave them to me, like, hey, do you want these boots? What size do you wear? Those are my favorite boots. I think I wear them 40% of the time to 60% of the time the whole winter. I've gotten the most compliments on them. They're real leather, obviously genuine leather. You can get high quality things that are vintage because they've lasted for 30 years. So, of course, they're going to be good for another 30.
Right.
Anyway, and I had someone once who was like, I pay like $400 for those boots. And I immediately said, I'd sell them for $400, and she wasn't that serious.
But, I called your bluff.
Right, but they're not, like, trending. I mean, it's not like they're like, ooh, these vintage leather booties are going to be hot this summer. Like, winter, not summer. They would be hot that summer. Anyway, so recreating stuff that you have and kind of dressing yourself in your own, coming up kind of with your own style. Mm-hmm. Can make it to where you don't have to feel like you're constantly having to purchase your whole wardrobe.
Yeah.
Also, wear what looks good on you, in all caps. I have been guilty of wearing something that is in fashion.
Right.
That does not necessarily flatter me.
Right.
And sometimes I know it doesn't and I'm like, but it's cute and I want to wear it and I don't care. Like if this, you know, everyone has the outfit that they look really little in. You can't wear like just black spandex all the time.
Yeah.
Like 50% of the time. Mm-hmm. But finding what looks good on you and then focusing on that. So if there's this new trend of like those like skin tight like pencil skirts.
Right.
Not my best look.
Oh, really?
No.
I bet it would look great on you.
Well, you'll never know because I won't be wearing it. It's also very tight. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know, something like that. So just since it's in style and you find it on sale and you're like, I'm following all the rules.
Right.
I think focusing on what's my body type.
Right.
And what looks good on me and what doesn't. And being really honest. Because sometimes those mirrors in the dressing rooms, if you ever go in a dressing room and it's dimly lit and it has like side mirrors.
A funhouse mirror. I'm like, I look amazing!
You're like, this is amazing. I'm going to spend so much money. And then you get home and you're like, this doesn't look like a lot of dough. Yeah.
And, it must be my mirror.
Mm-hmm, it must be I'm sure I look in public like I did in that other mirror. Once I get out in the daylight and all of the things. Direct sunlight. Anyway, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And then I have cheap or expensive. You're not doing yourself any favors when you wear something that doesn't favor your body.
Mmm.
Oh.
I like the word favor twice. That was good.
Is it? Favorful.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. It's my favorite.
Yeah, so figuring out all of those things. Does that make sense? Are there any questions?
I loved that.
Is that good?
That was, I'm actually kind of like, I feel like I need to
go shopping.
Well, or just like kind of like marinate on those.
Marinate?
The first one in particular. I'm not kidding, that's never something that's ever crossed my mind.
That stuff that looks expensive but isn't?
Well, just like which. Materials,
discerning between
which materials are prone to look more expensive.
Tweed, any kind of like thick material looks good. If you'll notice some like the big knit sweaters, you can tell if they're already looking like a fuzzy crazy mess in the store.
Don't
like don't even buy it. Yeah, it's gonna be a fuzzball mess.
And
I think it's hard because you look at it and you think this is modeled after this expensive thing, and it's modeled pretty exact.
Right.
But it can still just look cheap.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Just figuring out what those are.
Okay. I have a couple follow-up questions.
Yeah?
What about like a TJ Maxx Marshalls place?
Oh, I love those.
You do love those?
Yeah. Okay. And they have expensive stuff that's just discounted.
Yeah. How do you know it's expensive? I guess it
tells
you the original price.
Because it's name brand. Which is possibly
inflated. I need to
learn
what name brands are.
I think you just need to learn like what like Dillard's is. Do we have a Dillard's?
How is it pronounced again?
Dillard's.
Diards?
Diards.
It's a double L. I'm confused.
Diards.
I always just thought it was this, like the Spanish costume company that sells refrigerators.
That's what it is.
Anyway, then I found out it's the Target of the mall.
It's the Target of the mall. Well, we have a Macy's, and a lot of Macy's in bigger towns are really amazing. But our Macy's is a famous bar that they put Macy's inside of.
Is it Famous Bar?
Remember Famous Bar? Famous Bar is another department store. And
is it on the spectrum of Walmart and Target?
I don't know, but I feel like it's more Walmart-y. I never really shopped there.
You know my rule about things. I judge them by the cover. If you put famous in the title, I'm doubting you.
Famous bar.
Doubting you.
Don't believe society, believe our name.
If anything says like best or greatest, I'm like,
but are you? No. Yeah. Oh, okay. So fashion. On the spectrum of department stores, then you have what we don't even have in Springfield, which would be like a Nordstrom.
Oh, right. Right.
Which would be like the king of the department stores.
Is it like
stores.
A Bloomingdale's?
Yeah, like we didn't even have those. Like Dillard's is our king in Springfield. Luckily, I get out enough.
Dillard's is your king for some of us in Springfield.
Some of us don't even know we have a Dillard's.
Target is my king. Queen.
I like Target. No, to
king,
be honest.
King, queen, and jester.
I probably shop the most at Target. Yeah. And I love me some Old Navy. Ugh, Old Navy. Old Navy's clearance. How did I even miss out on that? Now that I've a kid, it's like a whole new. Old Navy's like Old Navy. 30 cents, man.
30 cents for some baby leggings.
It's like 75% off clearance right now.
Oh.
But probably not still. I think that the key is you don't have to do it all at once. But then about the loud stuff, like if you see someone who think they have really good style and they have like fun accessories and like cool clothes, like I hear that a lot where people will say like, I could never wear that. Like I can wear it because I do.
Right. You just wear it.
And if I didn't, I wouldn't think I could either. And so now with a little bit of like, editing involved, you know, don't go crazy and be like, shoes, I can wear this. But, like, if it's something that you maybe would feel like a little bit uncomfortable, just like be confident in it and wear it. And if you like it, if it's like comfortable, not something you're having to like mess with the whole night and like keep pulling it down off your shoulders because off the shoulder, I haven't actually worn one, but they're really cute. Anyway, finding something that's like comfortable, that you're happy in, and you feel like makes you look good, and then like own it. And if you start wearing it, then all of a sudden you're the person that other people are like, this looks like you. I could never wear this. It's like, no, but you can.
You can. You just put it on and you step outside.
Be confident. Yeah. And then, oh my gosh, I'm wearing it.
You're wearing it.
What are the odds?
Yeah. Why do you think it's important to, you know, be fashionable?
I mean, honestly, I think it's for the person. It kind of is the same thing with decorating your house, where at the end I was like, if you don't care and you have beige everything, like, more power to you. Like, some people don't care. If you don't care and it's not, like, an exciting, like, fun extracurricular for you, then don't worry about it. But, and, like, my husband, he likes jeans and a plain t-shirt, my hair with a side ponytail, like, tennis shoes.
Right.
Like, that's, like, or, like, Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
He likes plain.
Yeah.
Nothing. No fans.
Right.
Of anything. And so, like, not for him. He likes that. For me.
You. I got it on the side ponytail.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, people don't know what he looks like. He's a side pony. But, like, lipstick. He doesn't like lipstick. And I like lipstick. So he's like, you wear that for girls. Girls wear lipstick
it's
for girls.
True,
like,
it's true. Because no one wants to kiss you when you have
and
lipstick.
That's the thing. And so I think it's kind of the same thing with clothes. And it's not, you shouldn't be wearing clothes, like, to either get attention that's, like, you know, whatever. If you're just, like, trying to get, like, male attention or whatever, I think that's kind of, like, not a positive reason to wear it. That usually means there's other underlying issues.
Right.
And then the same thing, it's not just like, so all my friends think I'm so cute because I want them all to think I'm so cute and I have so much cuter stuff in them. Like, maybe 10% of it's that. Because I think if we're all honest, like,
we're humans.
You want to, like, look cute.
Right.
But days that I stay in my pajamas and don't put on makeup all day, I'm not as productive.
True.
Even if I don't leave my house.
Right.
It's the day that I get up and, like, I somewhat fix my hair and I can get, like, full ready for, like, an event and, like, 20 minutes. So
right.
It doesn't take me a long time to get ready. But if I just put, like, a little bit of effort into it, like, put on some mascara and makeup a little bit and, like, fix my hair.
Right.
Like, I guarantee you, if you walk downstairs right now and was like, hey, Jonathan, did your wife put on makeup today? He would not be able to answer you. Like, he would have no idea. And I didn't for, like, most of the day. And then I, like, put on a little bit at the end. But, like, he doesn't care. So I don't do that for him. I haven't left my house today.
Right.
But I do it because it makes me feel better and it makes me more productive. And I feel like I'm ready. I'm ready for the day. So, I don't know. I think
kind
that...
Kind of a confidence booster.
Yeah, confidence, and it's kind of like, I don't know, like, you're ready. You feel
you're ready.
It's like the war paint in football when you wipe it under your eyes. Mm. Put on the uniform.
I like that.
I'm ready to take them on, coach.
You totally know about sports.
I'm actually in a football uniform right now with war paint.
You're not going to get into the NBA if you keep wasting your time on football.
Today's segment is called Wardrobe malfunctions. We're going to just talk you through when you're out in public and you have a little whoopsie daisy.
Yeah.
What you do. We could save you from a lot of embarrassing situations.
Yeah. Okay. Hit me. I'm an expert at this.
Okay. You're out?
Yeah.
your baby's just eating green beans.
Classic.
And, like, just, like, a lot of milk.
Good. I love where this is going.
Just a lot of milk.
Okay.
And is a little bit sick.
Oh, no.
And they do the, like, not I just ate and threw up, but, like, it's been cooking in there for about 4 hours. I'm getting ready to eat again, but now I'm going to projectile vomit all over you, and it smells like putrid.
Wait, they don't need to know.
Okay. It's all over your outfit, and you're wearing white for one time because you're always in black.
Okay, and where am I? Context?
Dillard's.
So I'm, like, refrigerator shopping?
You're in Nordstrom, okay, and they're fancy.
So I'm buying a refrigerator. Okay.
Vomit everywhere.
Okay, vomit everywhere.
On your white dress, sundress.
Dillard's. This is perfect because I'm just, like, I'm always there. I would say...
what would you do?
It's easy. I would probably just, like, spread it around until it was a green dress.
Oh!
Wouldn't you?
I mean, that sounds like something that's easy that any mom can do.
Yeah.
Or person without a baby, but then you wouldn't have to spit up on you.
Okay.
So just mom.
All right, and I have one for you.
So hit me.
Okay.
With your best shot.
All right, let's say you're wearing, like, $3,000 jeans.
Okay, good. Yeah, I know what that's like.
Yeah. And you're at Chipotle.
Mm.
And you were like, I'll take some chips and guac. And they're like, guacamole's extra. And you're like, I know!
I know. Is that okay? Yes, yeah, now that you say $1.80, I'm, like, questioning it.
Yeah. And you're sitting down and you take a big old scoop. And one scoop's probably like, 70 cents of guacamole.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
And then you drop your 70 cents of guacamole on your $3,800 pair of jeans.
$3,800.
Yeah, like the price of, like, a... Like, let's say the jeans are, like, the price of, like, a 60% off Anthropologie catalog.
Okay, got it. Which I wouldn't buy.
So your super expensive Big Shot guacamole lands on your Big Shot jeans.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Well, first of all, I save whatever portion of the guacamole that can be saved.
You skip it off the jeans and eat it?
With a chip. And then I put that right in my mouth.
Right. Then do you wash your unwashable jeans?
Well, it's questionable. It's up for debate. You can, but the jeans are pretty dark, so I don't think you'd really be able to see too much.
Oh, so if you get expensive enough jeans, they don't even stain.
They wash themselves.
Oh my gosh, that's true. You did warn me about their
intelligence. No, I think I would just eat it off, depending on the place that it's in. And then maybe get like a flannel, lumberjacky looking.
Cool. Tie it around your
shirt and just tie that around my waist.
How come yours ended up actually still being fashionable?
Because right. I'm leading this
one. I'm going to Dillard's, email us, blah, blah, blah. Shaylee, tell them. I'm going to buy a refrigerator.
Katie literally just walked out of the living room. We'll see you next week.
Okay, I guess I'll insert my own issues.
Okay, fix ya.
Maybe I don't need fixing.
Maybe you just need a good sale at Dillard's.
What is it?
Dillard!
It's too many. That's too many Dillard jokes. We're gonna have to edit a lot. I'm so sorry. This is so long. Shaylee and Katie was recorded in front of a live potted succulent in Springfield, Missouri. You can find us on Instagram at Shaylee Murphy and at OKatieDay. We ask for lots of comments and suggestions on there.
We are also on Facebook at Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. You can find us on there. Also, we have an email, shayleeandkatie@gmail.com. Email us any thoughts you have during your week if you get lonely and you're at home. Or recommendations for anything in life.
All right.
We're lonely. Just reach out.